This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, and I'm so glad to be here with you today. We have a very special guest, Carolina Herrera Flores. She's created a yoga program that takes only 10 minutes a day. Carolina is an Amazon bestselling author, a health coach expert, a lifestyle consultant, and a personal yoga teacher. She's coined the phrase, make your 10 minutes of personal yoga fun, to help people establish a regular yoga practice. She's also the author of two books, Learn, Commit, Grow with Personal Yoga and Wellness Course Secrets. And she also works in healthcare as an RN. Welcome to the show, Carolina. How are you doing today?
Hi, Mari. Thank you so much for having me here today. I'm super excited to be here.
It's totally my pleasure. Thank you for coming on the show. So let's start off by talking a little bit about the story of how you came to do what you're currently doing.
Sure. I'd love to share some of that. I have been involved in health and wellness for about 12 years. Like you mentioned, I am a nurse. I actively work as a health coach. And so I came into contact with yoga commercially about, 12 years ago. And I started going to this practice because it felt really well. I was healing from some surgery that I had just gotten for my low back. Mm-hmm. And so just after having some conversations with my physicians and my surgeons, I realized, you know, this practice was truly something that was helping me out as far as managing my pain and my physical condition. So the practice always left me relaxed and calm. And for some reason, I'd go to his classes and then I'd forget about them. I'd forget about moving and stretching and breathing. We all live a very hectic lifestyle. And so the classes I would go to, I would just forget about them slowly and then leave them behind and then show up sporadically until about 4 years ago when I decided to become more regular about my practice, and I went on and decided to be a yoga teacher. So I did the initial 200 hours in a mat, working with my breath and my movement and understanding a little bit more of what yoga is and learning how to manage that and teach it to others. Now, I decided I would go teach and do all that, but then after trying it out, that didn't really resonate with me, but the practice still was so important to me that I wanted to commit to at least 10 minutes every day because I knew that that's about the amount of time that I can give to this amazing practice. And it all sums up, you know, if you give 10 minutes every day for 6 to 7 days, if you're really consistent and you can make it those 7 days, then you're giving yourself about 70 minutes, which is a class that I would normally show up to.
Right.
So I decided to start up with this program for myself, and I wrote a book. The first one was Learn, Commit, Grow with Personal Yoga. And with this book, I introduce myself as your personal yoga teacher. And with this book, you'll be able to understand a little bit more of why I'm doing all of this, why personal yoga is so important, and mostly because we all lead such hectic lifestyles. We're stuck in positions where our bodies need some sort of relief. And if you have that practice, just like brushing your teeth, you know, will keep your
right.
teeth cleaned every day. We'll stretching every day for about 10 to 15 minutes with a safe routine that you love in a place that you love, then that really does a lot for you.
Wow.
Now, wellness, yeah. So that was the first book. It was published September last year. And we just celebrated a birthday.
Very good. Congratulations.
Yeah. And the second book is called Wellness Core Secrets. And this is the grounding foundation to the actual personal yoga practice. Why we want to be successful with this. We talk about lifestyle pieces to always make sure to incorporate in your practice so that it's a guide for you to always have those 10 secrets with you every time you practice.
Mm, really nice. So as you began to incorporate this yoga on a daily basis, I love what you say that it's 10 minutes a day, but in a week it's 70 minutes or more if you do 15 minutes. And so what mm-hmm. did you be, you know, why are you so passionate about inspiring other people to incorporate just this little 10 minutes? Not a lot of time. It's doable. What are they going to see from incorporating this into their lives?
So I'm really passionate about achieving calm during a stressful day. Mm-hmm. First and foremost, because I know stress is a big hurdle to our health, and we could improve our own regulation by understanding that the breath plays a big role in our nervous system, which we have a system that's working on automatic for us. Our brain is super busy, mm-hmm. and we basically go into the adrenal reaction. I'm going to say about 70% of our waking hours were spending it on the go, and we never mm-hmm. really slow down to nurture what calm means so that we can incorporate and understand that the go, go, go does not always have to be go, go, go. And don't get me wrong. I mean, there's some days where we just have to be go, go, go. But if you at least know how to do 1 minute or 2 minutes, that is a big time on a cellular level. That's a lot of time on a cellular level to get things done and across membranes and oxygen and connections between nerve cells to make some sort of improvement or adjustment during your day. So the most beneficial thing you can do is breathe consciously for about 1 minute, 2 minutes to start with if you're that busy, and then move on to a bigger practice once you get it down. Now, mm-hmm. this isn't easy. This is not by any means easy work, because we breathe, and when we breathe, it's automatic. So we basically have to partner up with our brains to get the command and focus on your breath. Mm-hmm. And that alone is a big, hard thing to do. You have to figure out when you're most able to break off a busy day and tell your brain to, okay, just breathe for a minute and see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had any experiences like that for you, Mary?
Absolutely. I meditate every morning, and part of mm-hmm. the meditation process is the breath. And the minute I begin to just breathe, And I also use music, and I use essential oils when I do it. And it all of a sudden, boom, everything changes. You can just feel that, just that peace, like you say, that calm. I love the words you use, nurture, calm. Just listening to the words make you feel calm, right? But the biggest challenge I have, and probably most people, is when you're not, in the morning it's easy. You just got up usually. I have my cup of coffee. But later in the day when life is happening, like you say, you're on the go, this and that. I think that's you're really wise saying that's when it's a good time to stop for a minute and do this. And that's sometimes I'm not that good at, because you're in the moment trying to get something done or in traffic or whatever is happening in your life. So I love that. That's very wise for you to say in the middle of your day. Of course, you may not have 10 minutes, but you do have a minute. You could always take a minute. You can always go to the ladies' room. You could go into your car, whatever, and you know, just bring things back down, ground yourself. I love that. And so let me ask you a question that I was thinking about when you're talking about the 10 minutes of yoga. Your program that you offer, can anyone do it? It's someone who's never done yoga before and doesn't know how to move their body that way. Is it good for beginners, or do you have to be more in practice of this?
Absolutely. So it's tailored for beginners and for busy people like myself or yourself or your listeners. We definitely are looking to have that beginner's mindset and openness to new ways of stopping a busy day and being able to incorporate basic concepts that will resonate with the with your lifestyle and keep things moving forever. You know, so this practice is great for beginners because it's not necessarily a class that you have to show up to on a regular basis at a scheduled time, but it is for you. It's for you to be accountable for your very own growth as you are learning and committing to this personal yoga space that you're creating. Now you're basing yourself with some wellness core principles, and you'll have a guide that's yours forever for about 10 weeks. And you're always welcome to practice this class with me. I usually teach it once a year towards the end of the year, and you can have the book that goes with it. It's just not published yet. It will be.
On its way. Okay, awesome.
yeah. And then you can keep on doing this maybe every quarter, because every quarter we need to grow a little. If we're not growing, then we're not really doing anything.
Right, exactly. Very nice. I love it, because I was thinking about that, you know, because it's wonderful that anybody can step into this and incorporate this into their life. Excellent.
Yeah. It all takes your breath. It only takes your breath. If you're breathing, you can do yoga.
That's good to know. And all of us should be breathing. Very good.
I hope so.
I love it. You're so funny. So what role does authenticity play in all this for you?
So this is what caught my attention the most that's why I'm so excited to be here with you in your show today. Because personal yoga requires, I mean, the number one requirement is you're able to self-study yourself. So with personal yoga, we're going to dig in a little deeper into why you think moving and breathing should be good for you, and it's why is it going to be something that it's going to make your busy lifestyle a little better. In order for you to find any of that, you have to be 100% authentic, genuine, and you have to be able to understand a little bit, at least that piece for yourself, because you're going to have to create a space that's unique for you, that it does not matter what the day brings, you can still go to that space. Whether it be, like you said, you know, middle of the day with your coffee, it's hard for you to stop a day and go to the car or, you know, wherever. But genuinely, if you are looking to have some enjoyment, then you're the one that really knows where to take yourself. You know, it could be right in front of a picture that you love to watch or you're inspired by, or you could just read a passage from a book that you love and focus on your breath. It's so authentic. It's authentic to you, and it's the challenge that brings to recognize that, to recognize that you have to, in order for you to commit to this ongoing practice, you have to be authentic. You have to be genuine and be who you really are.
Mm-hmm.
Unique, trustworthy in your very own actions. If you're telling yourself you're going to spend 10 minutes breathing and doing this and enjoying it, then that's the whole piece. That's the whole benefit, and you're being 100% authentic with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a very important practice, too, to recognize how to be authentic, how to be genuine, to be able to get to where you want to get, where you're telling yourself you're going to take yourself to. Even though this personal yoga concept is a little bit up in the air, you know, you're not really going to a studio, you're not paying for a class, you're paying for books and a class, and you're talking to this personal yoga teacher, or you're listening to her on a podcast or a radio show or, you know, a TV, whatever my life brings me to. But it's you recognizing that you can do this for yourself, and you don't have to, you know, make up any excuse.
Yeah. I just love that concept of when you talked about being in front of a painting that you love or whatever. Maybe it'd be, for me, pictures of my grandkids. They bring me so much joy. And so I love that, because you can make it for you any way you want to make it. And that, I love the freedom of that. That really, really excites me. And, you know, it just makes me think this is really doable. Well, we're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. And if you want to call in and ask Carolina a question, you can call in now at 929-477-3869. That's 929-477-3869, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Cesar Espino, real estate investor, business coach, and consultant, and author of the book, You Can Overcome Anything, Even When the World Says No. My number is 424-501-6046. In my book, I talk about making the necessary changes to shift your mind for prosperity and certainty. Pick up your copy at Amazon. I also love helping families with their real estate and can purchase your house fast and all cash. Follow me on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn. My number is 424-501-6046.
Quick question to you. Are you feeling the connection to your soul, or do you wish to improve that access and discover the power of your holographic mind and the quantum field? If you say yes to that, then join us at the Soul Awareness Retreat in Bali, right on the ocean side at the magical Shambhala Retreat Center. Come on an adventure of your soul with best-selling author Ilona Selke and Amareya. Find out more at soulawarenessretreats.com.
Hello, this is Calvin Evans with Exodus Adventures. We are excited to announce that we are offering online fitness training. So when you sign up, and you either sign up for 4 or 8 or 12 weeks, we have incentive trips for you when you reach your wellness goals. So sign up today at exodusadventures.com. That's exodusadventures.com. Thanks so much, and have a great rest of your day. Take care.
Dr. Michelle Arhana is a relationship coach, author, and speaker. Dr. Michelle helps singles and couples emotionally heal, connect deeper through intimacy, and live authentically. Book your free session today at michellearhana.com. Wondering if he or she is the one? Need to reinvent your relationship? Go to MichelleRHanna.com and purchase The Vows, a workbook for marriage success and understanding yourself. Don't forget to follow her on IG at Michelle_R_Hanna.
We're back on Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, and we have special guest Carolina Herrera Flores. She's an RN who's created a yoga program that takes only 10 minutes a day, and she's also author of two books. So, Carolina, let's talk a little bit about what's the main message you want to bring to the public.
All right. So the best message and what I want you to really take from our conversation today is that you can incorporate a safe personal yoga practice every day, and that's to improve your days and create even more balance in your day.
It's doable. You can do it. That's what you're saying.
That's very right. Good. It's doable.
Uh-huh. It's doable. And you learn that on your own, you know, by doing it yourself. I love how authentic you've been in your sharing, because you've said, I was taking these classes because I had an injury and I liked the class and it helped me a lot, but then I forgot about it. And that's so typical. That's so human. We do something for a while and we forget about it. We get busy. Life happens. But you knew so much how beneficial this was for you that you created this for yourself and now you offer it to others. I think that's absolutely wonderful. So tell us about, I know that you have a whole online presence, a website where people can, you know, log into this, become a part of this. Tell us a little bit how that works.
Sure. If you're interested in connecting with me and learning how to start to create your space, you can go to www.bestpersonalyoga.com. Now, if you're a little bit more serious about this and you're ready to start with me for your first 7 days and learn a little bit more about those wellness core secrets that we're talking about, you can go to www.wellnesscoresecrets.com, or you can follow me on Instagram, magenta.stars, that's me. And you can always look me up by my name and connect with me via Facebook, too.
Very good. And so what can the people expect as they go through those courses with you, which are online?
Sure. So you'll be getting my two books and the 7-day course introduction. Now, if you go through that 7-day course, you have the option to sign up for my upcoming class, which is I'm taking sign-ups for next year. I am fully booked this year, but next year.
Okay. Mm-hmm. There's always next year. Okay, wonderful.
Yeah.
Very good. And so I love the ease of it. It sounds easy. It's doable. And of course, you're giving the direction, which is what most of us lack, because we can always get a videotape, right, or a DVD now they're called, of yoga. I have them. They're sitting there. I don't do it.
Yeah.
But you have a more personalized approach, and I really like that, you know, about it. So did you want to talk a little bit more about your books? You mentioned them in the beginning, but maybe more in depth about them.
Sure. I wanted to add to your comment. You know, we all have that technology available, that piece where, you know, we could just log in, do a class, and so on. And sometimes I kind of joke to myself, because it's like a guilt trip, right? You have it. Why don't you do it? Well, it's super hard, and that's part of the whole process. And some days you're going to go and love your practice, and then some days you aren't. It's going to be hard. Part of all that, I try to bring you all the information I have from basic science-based practice. So not so much the spiritual work, because we know that yoga is a tradition that comes from a Hindu practice, and it's a different part of the world, and we know about it here commercially. It's a workout type class, and with personal yoga, you can be a little bit skewed into the direction of thinking, this is more of a spiritual thing, good. And it's not. It's working more with your own self, being authentic, being centered, grounded, and knowing that all of your body is regulated with energy, and the energy comes from the oxygen that you breathe, the food that you take, and the thoughts that you're generating in your brain cells. They're all energy. So physically speaking, that is the main point of personal yoga. And it should be intriguing and where to the point that every day when you go through the class, you'll be learning a new piece or receiving a new message that should be a motivator for you to be able to incorporate a slot of a few minutes for yourself on a busy day.
Mm-hmm. I like that. A few minutes for yourself. I love the way you say that. So to remind you again, Carolina's website where you can see all this is magentastars.com. Of course, it's www.magenta, like the color, magentastars.com. Yep. And you can also find her on my website, lifecoachmari.com. That's lifecoachmari.com. Go to my radio show page and click, and she's right there with her picture, a link to her Magenta Star website, and also a link to where you can buy her books. So you can easily get a hold of her. Fantastic. Is there one last thing you'd like to say to a listener as we're finishing up the last 2 or 3 minutes of the show?
Sure. Well, I want you to really dig in today and spend at least 1 minute breathing. And that's a great start. And thank you so much for listening and staying in tune with our conversation today. It's certainly a topic that we all can get really good at.
Yeah.
Once we practice.
Very good. I like that you're encouraging people just to breathe. I know I tell my clients just take, encourage meditation and just breathing, just focusing on your breath. And I always start them with a minute. It doesn't sound like much, but when you're not used to doing it, a minute seems like forever if you time it. 3 minutes seems like an eternity, right, when you very first start.
Yeah.
But there's something so wonderful about, you said before that our brains are going. They are. The minute you wake up, your brain is going, solving things, questioning, trying to figure out what's happening for the day. But there's something so magical that happens to me when I stop my brain by just focusing on breathing. And the brain never really stops, but when I keep my thoughts down and just focus on the breathing, of course the thoughts come back in. And one of the things I like to tell my clients is, don't try to think about nothing, because our brains are not made that way. Just you're doing your breathing, whatever, right? And thoughts are coming, because they come, and just gently let them go through your brain and then push them away gently. I don't know if you have a suggestion for that you've found in your practice.
Yeah, I use the 5-second breath to inhale and then 5 seconds to exhale. Typically, when you're focusing your breath, focusing your brain on your breath, it's a game where the brain is sending you other things to think about, and you forget how many breaths you have in, or how many times you've counted your breath in. Things like that happen. So I look at my hand and I account for each finger to be 1 second. So it's 5 seconds to inhale, and then 5 seconds to exhale.
Ooh, that's good. I like the visual. No one's ever said that to me before. Fantastic. Well, we're out of time. Thank you so much, Carolina, for being on the show today. You gave so much good wisdom. And thank you for listening in. Make sure you pass the show around. There'll be a replay. Wonderful information.
All right.
Give the link to your friends. And we'll see you next time on Dare to Be Authentic Radio.
Thank you very much. I loved being on the show.
My pleasure, Carolina.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.